Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
Today to CSE Talk Radio, it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. America and guns. America and liberty. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are more than just idle words. Or they should be, when you stop and think about it. Apply it to your life. Set it out there and think about each one of those words, life. The quality that distinguishes a vital and functional being from a dead body. That's one. A principle of force that is considered to underlie the distinctive quality of animate beings. An organismatic state, I pronounced that wrong, characterized by capacity for metabolism, growth, reaction to stimuli, and reproduction. The sequence of physical and mental experiences that make up the existence of an individual. This goes on and on. Spiritual existence transcending physical death, his craving for the release into the life to come. Life. Liberty. Liberty. I'm trying to find this. I had set these out. Liberty, the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views. Compulsory retirement would interfere with individual liberty. The power or scope to act as one pleases. Individuals should enjoy the liberty to pursue their own interests and preferences. Pursuit of happiness. One would think this is pretty obvious, but let's look at what it means. The pursuit of happiness is defined as a fundamental right mentioned in the Declaration of Independence to freely pursue joy and live life in the way that makes you happy, as long as you don't do anything illegal to violate the rights of others. Honestly, I'm sick and tired of the Hollywood types, the elite, the late night comedians, and the socialists in this nation constantly removing these three fundamentals from our Declaration of Independence and the core of our Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America, and that is the preamble, of course, to our Constitution. Now, I'm going to encourage you to request a copy, and I will burn it for you, of my dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence. Now, I am going to need a little change for that, but I think it's important. It meant a lot to me when I did that reading to understand exactly what was going on. The Declaration of Independence is basically a list of grievances from the people to the king. And as the old saying goes, they had had enough, and they declared independence. So within that document, I'm going to read this paragraph to you. And again, if you want the dramatic reading of the Declaration of Independence from me, please drop a little something in the mail and tell me you want that, and I will burn it on a CD. I'll take it right out of the show. That's all you'll have. But if you want the entire show from the July 4th, I will do that and take the commercials out for you if you would like. I can do that. Within this document, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any of their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any of, I'm sorry, I keep losing my place, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the governments, a long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the form to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security, such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. I hope you're listening, and I apologize for my stumbling this morning. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And at that point, they start listing their grievances with the king. It is amazing to me how they parallel with what we're dealing with today. In that particular show on July 4th, I also read the Declaration of Independence. I'm sorry, the Bill of Rights, the first original 10. Does this make us deplorable if we decide that we want to do away with what's happening in our government, incorporated, King Government Incorporated, because we were set up to be a republic? Does this make us guilty when a madman strikes, as we are being told? These are not words of socialistic state in here in the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, where the governed are dictated over and the government is the king. These words derive from men who long to be free and independent. They long to pursue their own occupations, their own livelihoods, their own entertainment. If you take lightly this massacre, we are no different than the madman. We must try to know from whence he came and why, if that's possible. We shall not give up liberty or safety, but we can make safer through knowledge. Stay the course, America, or back up the way, because we've already lost some space. For we have lost our course as the socialistic wind has blown us to a point not of no return, but of unknowing of who we are, where we came from, and these are important, very important. Do you look solely at one event? We're going to look at this event and a few other things that are going on when we come back at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. CSE Talk Radio isn't like any other talk show, and you're thinking, yeah, it sure isn't. I think it's important to go back and read our documents from time to time. We, all of us, have experienced a horrible, a horrific tragedy of murder. Unbelievably, we cannot understand it. We cannot fathom it. What would bring anyone to such hate? My opening, I didn't quite get it finished. I was telling my producer if I hadn't stuttered and stammered so much and lost my place, I would have been able to finish it. But I want you to understand, and I want to finish this just a second, and then we're going to move on. Do not look solely at this one event. Okay? But look at the entirety of what's been happening in this nation for quite some time. But it's really escalated in the last, well, since the last election. But the socialism has been escalating for a long time. The old saying from my third grade school teacher, "What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees?" Don't encourage legislation to be pushed through out of emotions. So let's take a few moments in this hour and look at only what we know to be true. Don't listen to the rhetoric. Don't believe that you are the one guilty of a madman's crimes because you support a Second Amendment. Don't believe for one moment that the NRA is the evil one. The NRA did not write the Second Amendment. Our founding fathers did, for a just reason, for liberty. Jimmy Kimmel has been quite vocal and was calling us names for holding to the Second Amendment, pointing fingers and telling us we needed to get down on our knees and ask for forgiveness for what we have done, for it is our fault. They'll never tell you about the lives that are saved when someone else in the crowd has a gun. Now, that didn't happen. It couldn't happen last Sunday night. I wrote a little poem, if you are a verse, I don't know what you would call it, didn't all rhyme, Monday morning, because I believed that tragedy would make America stand as one. I was wrong. They're not. The left has even had people come out and say, well, they deserved it because they're all Second Amendment people. They're all Republicans. And I'm certain everyone in that crowd was not. The deplorables were our founding fathers who decided to commit treason against the king and rebel. And in order to do that, the king was controlling their, how much ammo they could have. He was blowing up ammo storages. Didn't have to take away the guns, if you take away the ammo, and they're trying to restrict how much ammo you can have. In the day of our founding fathers, they only had, you know, they didn't have the weapons we have now, but they believed you should have the weapons comparable to fighting the king. The elite of the weapon of that day, the best of the weapon of that day. Now, I don't believe everybody should have a nuke in their backyard. These on the left that are appearing to cry about life lost are hypocrites. We've watched Jimmy Kimmel cry over Clarence the Lion. We've watched him, and I can understand as a parent, he had a child that immediately when born had to have surgery. So he's going off on what we need with medical care, insurance. It's not care, it's insurance. If they really wanted to lower the cost of our care, of health care, they'd look into why the costs are high, not force you to buy insurance. And now Kimmel is telling us that we are the guilty ones because we believe in the Second Amendment. And we find guns more precious than life, and he is absolutely wrong. This is a letter to the editor from a local newspaper here, and he sent it to me, and I've read some of his things on the air to you before. He's a good friend. His name is Ed. That's all I'm going to give you is Ed. He goes, Dear Editor, on the heels of the Las Vegas shooting, Democrats once again began reacting with their customary hysteria and hate speech. Hillary took the opportunity to blast the NRA for wanting to legalize sound suppressors. He puts in parentheses, the smartest woman in the world calls them silencers. And Haley Geftman Gold, a vice president at CBS, said she had no sympathy for the victims of the Las Vegas shooting because country music fans are often Republicans, and he put in parentheses, i.e. conservative. The media calls this shooting the worst mass killing in U.S. history. Seriously? A quick look at federal statistics shows that in 2014 alone, the state of California aborted an average of 431 living children per day. I would say that on any given day, the body count of innocent children in the United States ranks higher than the tragedy of Las Vegas. Semantics don't cut it, folks. Abortion kills children. Abortion is a perennial plank of the Democrat agenda. Democrats have long supported no-limit abortions, and they play every word game, and they know to justify their position. Some Democrats may say that they don't support abortion, but they continue to vote for those who do. In a court of law, an accomplice is considered as guilty as the perpetrator. No parsing of words or blame shifting can change that. And he signs his name, Ed. I mentioned to you earlier this week that the House was going to vote on the Late Term Abortion Act, and I've got it, I've misplaced the actual name of it, but they passed it and expect it fully to fail in the Senate. And now the Democrats and the liberal left and Jimmy Kimmel and on and on and on, Hillary Clinton, are telling you you are guilty of the fatal shootings in Las Vegas because you believe in a Second Amendment. But they're willing to kill 400 and some babies a day in one state, a day across this great nation, snuffing out the future generations of this nation. No nation ever survived by killing its future. America has fallen away from God, and that's why we have madmen, and that is why the Democrats want to take away your Second Amendment. There's only one reason for those in government elected positions to want to disarm the citizens, and it has nothing to do with safety and everything to do with control and tyranny. Look at what we're putting up with. Your taxes, your permits, your licenses. Look at all the restraints you have. Now, total freedom to do whatever you want, that's chaos. That's not liberty. Liberty has laws that you can't infringe on someone else's rights. And yet, they want to play on the emotions right now and take away your Second Amendment. A little bit more, just chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4922. 1-800-259-2924. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about the life the left think is so precious that they're really ready to snuff it out for convenience. And the Republicans are no different, or would have no trouble passing in the Senate. They are playing games against you. I want you to understand that. So when they pretend that all of a sudden they care about life, Jimmy Kimmel, you're a phony. You're an absolute phony. You had a precious child that needed emergency surgery, needed to be taken care of. And yet you think the life prior to that was nothing. Nothing. So I guess that child, his or anyone else's, only exists because it was convenient for us. Do you remember a couple of years ago where I had some gentlemen on here in the state of Missouri, and they wanted to change the wording of a bill that would declare the unborn to be personhood. They claim these babies have no personhood, that they have no rights. Hillary Clinton said the unborn has no constitutional right. Yet the illegal citizens coming across the borders or overstaying a visa, they have constitutional rights? Well, so does a river, apparently. And you're thinking, now, Beth, what are you talking about? Well, listen to this. This is coming from WorldNet Daily, and it's Bob Unruh. And he's a good author. He does good research. Personhood demanded for the Colorado River. Kind of puts a whole new meaning to Old Man River, that Old Man River. Denver, in a lawsuit against the state of Colorado, a coalition of environmentalist groups are asking a federal court to grant personhood to the Colorado River. Yes, what the abortion industry in America refuses to grant to unborn children, a lawsuit now is seeking for a river and its tributaries. Our system of law has failed to stop the degradation of the natural environment and consequently has failed to protect the natural and human communities which depend on it for their survival and livelihood. The state's complaint filed this week in the U.S. District Court in Colorado by Deep Green Resistance, the Southwest Coalition, and several individuals. And I will bet you that that organization is okay with abortion. I'll bet you my bottom bippy. Environmental law has failed to protect the natural environment because it accepts the status of nature and ecosystems as property, while merely regulating the rate at which the natural environment it is exploited. Its failure can be seen from the worsening of climate change, the continued pollution of ground and surface water, and the decline of every major ecosystem on the continent. It goes on and explains that the Colorado River is one such ecosystem. Climate change is worsening Colorado River droughts. Many of its tributaries have receded, and the river has been prevented from making its way to the sea. The Colorado River's continuing existence, let alone its ability to continue to provide sustenance for both human and natural communities, is now an issue. Personhood, because it provides life to so many around it. The river, not the unborn child. Jimmy Kimmel is okay with abortion because they get to dictate life. Personhood. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Was written for a river? Or was it written for mankind? The American citizens. It wasn't written for a river, I'll tell you that. Personhood. 877-895-5410. Like I said, it puts a whole new meaning to Old Man River, that Old Man River. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi. Yeah, you're right on all counts. Whether you have a bullet inside the gun or outside the gun, it's still a bullet. whether a baby's in the womb or outside the womb, it's still a baby. And murder is murder. And abortion is murder. This shooter, I think it's a case of domestic terrorism. The man wasn't insane. He couldn't die. He couldn't have done everything he'd done if he was insane. A smart person could have got by what he'd done. this is the case of domestic terrorism. And there's sleeper cells all across this country. I don't know how.
When you talk about that, now we're speculating because we don't have all the evidence out. Yeah. I think they're collecting more and more, and they're not telling us. And I'm not sure they need to tell us just yet. I know we all want to know. We're all sitting on pins and needles, but let them finish what they're doing. Let them finish it. I really believe we need to let that happen. However, are you saying, are you thinking that it is Antifa, or are you thinking that it is ISIS?
No, I think it's...
You think he's just a madman?
It's connected to foreign terrorism. I think it's domestic terrorism, just people that are so fed up with the government.
Well, then he attacked the wrong people, didn't he?
I don't know. It was fun. Nobody can know that.
Well, nobody can get in his head. Nobody can get in the head of an insanity, a madman. But ISIS has taken credit for it, Larry. ISIS has taken credit for it. They say he was one of theirs, but we shall see.
Yeah, we don't know that yet. He might have figured just people as optics of the government and, you know, just took it out on anybody.
But he's been planning it for a long time, and somebody who's just crazy and snaps, they don't necessarily plan something for a long time.
I can't say craziness because it's...
All right, Larry, I appreciate you. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So personhood of a river versus we're not allowed to believe that an unborn child is a person, a human being, a child. Do you not find that strange? Do you not see what is truly going on here in America? Abortion is evil. It's just as evil as the man with a gun in a 30-second window taking out people. Innocent. People. They could at least run. The unborn child has no escape. 877-895-5410. You need to stop supporting socialism. If you're supporting Jimmy Kimmel and you're watching him, you're supporting socialism. The mainstream media is socialism. You need to support Constitutional Republic. 877-895-5410. And it's time America took a stand against tyranny. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. stores. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free. 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. Returned your calls. You're welcome. We are in the final segment of today's show. However, at 877-895-5410. Tomorrow will be Friday. It'll be free for all Friday. So make sure that you give us a call at 877-895-5410. I just found this out earlier in the show that I did prior to this one, that a Michigan mother jailed for refusing to vaccinate her son. Now, she didn't really refuse the vaccination. She wanted them spread out. She didn't want them all given at one time. So it was a mother in the U.S. state of Michigan, and she's been sentenced to 7 days in jail after she refused a judge's order to have her son vaccinated. Rebecca Berdow would not let her 9-year-old son be immunized after initially agreeing with the father to do so. Her ex-husband has now been awarded temporary primary custody in order to get the boy the jab. Michigan parents are legally allowed to skip or delay their children's vaccinations due to personal beliefs. But Berdow fell foul of the law because she reneged on agreements with her former spouse dating back to November 2016 to have the boy immunized. The mother of two was sentenced on Wednesday for contempt of court after flouting a court order last week to have her son vaccinated. She and her ex-husband decided at the time of their children's birth that they would space out the delay jabs and delay the jabs, the shots, for their son. The couple separated back in 2008, according to the ABC News, but they shared parental custody and the father still wanted the boy vaccinated. So she was sentenced to 6 days in jail for this. I'd say it's got a little bit of a squabble going on as well as some other things, but liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Look up those words and see what they mean. That's what I was doing in a hurry this morning for you. What do they mean to you? Why would we say in the United States of America that an unborn child is not a person and then go to court and ask the judge to declare a river personhood? What is wrong with us today? Well, there is something wrong, and it's called the turning away from God. Calling it like I see it. When we call good evil and evil good. The statistics on gun control, it doesn't work, yet they just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. They just keep on trying to disarm the citizens. And with all the corruption you're seeing with the D.C. occupiers, can you be surprised why they want you disarmed? There's no way that they're ever going to get all the guns that are out here in the United States of America. No way. I'm concerned about President Donald Trump. Now, I don't necessarily agree with everything he says or does or how he says it. But I'm concerned because of the deep state and the swamp. It is not just the Democrat Party, my friends. They are obstructing everything. You know, it's a small, small thing. But again, this abortion, this late-term abortion act, which I need to literally look up the name of that. It has to do with the pain capable. And, sorry, I'm reaching across. I've got short arms. At 20 weeks. Why 20 weeks? Why not 16 weeks? Why not 8 weeks? Why not stop abortion? Why not defund Planned Parenthood? Let them stand on their own if they're going to get like any other clinic, like any other industry, because that's what they are as an industry. They're harvesting. They're killing and harvesting. It doesn't get any more gruesome than that. They don't get prenatal care. They give away birth control pills, but they don't take care of life. They cause death from repealing the Affordable Health Care Act to tax reform to building a wall and so much more. The entire Congress is putting up a front and fighting the president that the people elected. Now, I know some of you didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for the one you voted for either. And I talked about the things that he did that I didn't agree with, but I'm going to tell you right now, George W. Bush and some of the others, they may not have been as obvious, which I'm not sure is any better, but worse. Socialism is taking over this nation. Socialism is slavery. Oh, you may not be in chains from a obvious master, but you're in chains nonetheless. With the restrictions, with the regulations, with the fines, with the taxes. I have an article here. We really don't have time to get into it in the crust of it. It says, redefining the wall, what Donald Trump's great wall looks like after 8 months of presidency, not pregnancy. He's not pregnant. Our president's not pregnant. Donald Trump has promised supporters of a great wall on the southern border since the day he announced his presidential campaign. I would build a great wall. Nobody builds walls like better than me. I believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively. I will build a great wall on the southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Today, how does Trump's administration define the wall? President Trump's campaigned on the wall and will deliver his promise to the American people to build a wall and gain control over the southern border. Is that true? Do you think that's true? It's saying that it is. They've got several prototypes. They've got them out there looking at them. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Monday, I delivered this address to you, and I probably don't have time. But instead of me saying America stands as one today, I'm going to say, will America stand as one today? What have we seen? What can we say? Our hearts are heavy with great loss. Will America stand as one today? An evil one took aim and lives were taken away. Will America stand as one today? We do this when attacked, no longer bored and full of self. Will America stand as one today? It hasn't been. I was wrong on Monday. For those who keep pushing an agenda for more control of we the people, they promote these attacks in some degree, not the NRA, not the Second Amendment folks, but those who want socialism. They're the ones, Jimmy Kimmel, who need to get on their knees. You reckon he's got any calluses on his knees praying for the loss of these unborn children? I bet he does not. Will America stand as one today? It is only then, under God, that we will bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.